Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, good morning. This morning we are on the Blog Talk. We are on Blog Talk in our virtual studio. Today we have Armand. I'm sorry, Armand. You've already told me your last name, but would you introduce yourself? Armand actually is a 26-year-old. He calls himself a hybrid between African American and Hispanic. He's a former U.S. Marine about 3 years, and he's currently married to, is it Chantel? All right.
Correct.
Now, obviously, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about the first chapter in Think and Grow Rich. Armand obviously has had an interesting story and an interesting life, and he's used the burning desire, the idea of his mind power to bring himself from this point forward. So I am going to talk to Armand and have him introduce himself, and then we'll start with the discussion. Good morning, Armand.
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Talk to us about Think and Grow Rich, and talk to us about how you became introduced to the book Think and Grow Rich, and how you've used your mind power and how you view the introductory thought of thoughts are things to bring things into your life.
Okay, Sharon. Well, I was introduced to Think and Grow Rich yesterday by Ms. Ann McNeil. And I can honestly say the process of thought into something has happened in my life when I was in the Marine Corps. And I signed up a contract for 6 years. And instead of doing the whole 6 years, I was blessed through that burning desire that was within me to not. I didn't want to stay for the whole 6 years. And I had made up in my mind that that was a fact, that I didn't want to be there that long. So I was all 311, which is infantry. And a person's job in the Marine Corps, if you're infantry, is to go to war and come back. And that's what I was trained to do, which was go to war and come back, just kill and not be killed. So since I was fresh out of high school, I thought that was something I wanted. And then the gravity of the situation became real once I was there, and I realized I did not want that because I could come back missing a leg or missing parts of my mind and not be the same. So that desire was burning within me that I did not want that to happen. And the thought came into existence. It became real. Something that exactly like as it is in the first chapter with the desire, that burning desire and that thought. Anyway, it became something. And I actually was discharged with all my benefits. I can go to school at any time. And as an honorable discharge under a medical separation.
Very good. Okay. Now, let me ask you. As you read Think and Grow Rich, obviously you can't go through the first chapter without reading the introduction. Now the book starts talking about burning desire, and you've already talked to us about the fact that you use burning desire to get out of the military, but not just to get out, but to get out with all of your benefits. All right.
Exactly.
So let me ask you, is there something that you learned in the military that you may have used to do positive things while you were there, to learn to say, wait a minute, I can use this for the rest of my life, and I am going to use this. And let me ask you, what have you done to use Thinking Grow Rich, your burning desire to get you to the next level? Because I've talked to people that went into the Marines. You don't get into the Marines and you don't make it through the initial part, the training, intact. I mean, it takes something to get through the training to actually become a Marine. So talk to me about that. Talk to me about the training. Talk to me about the mind power and the will that it took for you to be able to actually get through, to be able to achieve. Hopefully you excelled while you were there.
Yes, I did, actually. My initial feeling was when I was in basic training, and it's supposed to be the hardest training. It's the longest training of any other branch. And as I was there, I felt I didn't want to be there when I first stepped on the yellow footprints, as they say, because it's literally yellow footprints. And my thought process was just that I had made a mistake. But I did learn so much there that I knew I could apply later on. And the hard work, that is something that was ingrained in me, that I knew I had to do that, and that would help me to succeed in life, that hard work. And they pushed that. They pushed that from day one. That is it's a constant fight in life. You're going to have to go after what you want. You have to fight. You have to make sacrifices. And you have to push yourself past the point that you thought that you could, that was your breaking point. And when it hurts most is when you're supposed to continue to push, because that's when the real results are actually yielding inside of you. But those are things that I definitely learned when I was there in the Marine Corps. And then it's true, you learn several things. I'm just trying to remember all. There's a lot of them. But hard work is definitely one of the main things I learned, and endurance. Since I was conditioned to fight past the pain, I learned that whenever I encountered pain, that it was something it was necessary for me to have to endure that pain so that I could get the gain. As they say in bodybuilding, no pain, no gain. And it's true in so many areas of life. When I encountered failure, it wasn't something that I looked at as in the beginning. It was heartbreaking sometimes, the different types of failure, and would bring me down. But then there's always you have to go back up down to a certain point. So I did take those as lessons every time that I was brought down, and I did excel because of those lessons that I was taught. Even though I didn't want to be there, I was still favored and was promoted several times. And the Silent Drill Platoon is supposed to be second hardest school after sniper school. It has the highest dropout rating. So they had selected me for that, and I didn't want to do it. But that burning desire again, basically willed myself out of there. And every single person that was high ranking approached me. And personally, when I was actually in the training for it, and they all told me they weren't supposed to do this. This was off protocol. But they were all trying to convince me that they wanted me to stay. And one of the main reasons was because of that hybrid look that I have. It didn't have any. One of the requirements to get there actually was to be good looking. And I was just selected in a group when I was in the School of Infantry, which is learn to kill and not be killed school. And good looking, 6 foot tall, and a first class PFT out of 3 different classes, which is the highest class. So what you said is true. I did apply those lessons to me that I was taught there, even though I didn't want to be there, and I did excel.
Okay, let me ask you this then. You use the lessons to excel and the burning desire to actually get out of the Marines, and you learned a lot while you were there. So the burning desire to get out, but there should have been a burning desire to excel in the next phase. This is one of the things that I've learned in reading Think and Grow Rich, is that life is a continual cycle. You may have cycled out of being a Marine, but you cycled into the next phase in life. So, you know, it talks about in the book, it says, psychologists have correctly suggested that one thing is truly, when one is truly ready for things, it puts in an appearance. It may not be the way that you oftentimes think, but it comes in under a different form, maybe through the back door in a way that you may not have thought it to come. So let me ask you this question. So as you cycled out of being in the military, during the time that you were there, wait a minute, let me not say the military, let me say what it was, when you out of being the United States Marines, okay, you had a dream, you had a burning desire to get out, but the burning desire to get out had to lead you to the next burning desire. So talk to us in terms of, you were able to get out with all of your benefits, with everything positive, nothing negative on your record, which is an achievement. But then when the idea or the desire presented itself, how did it present itself? In what form?
Okay. Well, just as you say, it presented itself, truly. I was... from the beginning trying to get out when I was in boot camp and thinking of different ways, and all those ways were wrong. And the idea that presented itself was through a medical separation. And it truly did just appear, because I didn't know that I could get out that way and actually have all my benefits. And it was only after so many different attempts, I attempted so many times different methods that I had read about, that were ways that you could get out and not be tarnished or be blackballed, as they say, which if you're blackballed, it's like you're a criminal, basically, and you can't get work. So, but that was the idea. It was the medical separation.
Okay. So now, which leads us to, you're now out of the Marines. So tell me, what was the next phase of life? You know, talk to us about the positive part. Now that you've actually gotten out of the Marines, now that you've learned, you know, the rugged, I'm going to make it regardless. Tell us what happens in the next phase of your life. Where did this lead you to?
Well, immediately I had my mind set on occasion and just relaxing, since I had done all that hard work when I was in there. And that led to laziness and complacency. But then after that, I realized that it was a complete waste of time to do that. And instead of taking a vacation, I should have buckled down and worked and actually gone after the other dreams and goals that were inside of me and burning desires that I had before I went into the Marine Corps. Because actually before I did, I didn't know, but the day before, my mother had gotten a phone call saying that I had a full scholarship to a university to act and sing. And that was the burning desire I had beforehand, but I felt like there was no response from anyone. So I felt there was no route, and I had to choose the Marine Corps to have something. And to help my family. But after that, that's the next desire. I mean, it came, the same desire that I had before. It burned back inside of me. And just 3 days ago, I received a phone call stating that I had a contract. And I didn't do anything for it, really.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. So, all right. So your contract is, you want to talk to us about the contract and how you, I assume that during this time period, you've been preparing for the contract. Talk to us about the burning desire and what you've done to actually prepare for that thing, which did appear as a contract.
Okay.
You said that your skills are in acting and in singing. Talk to us about the contract and tell us about what you've done to prepare, what you did to bring thoughts
okay.
into things. Your thought is that you wanted to be a singer. Your thought is that you wanted to be an actor. And so talk to us about what you did during this time to bring your thoughts into being a thing.
Okay. Well, what I did actually to receive the contract was last year around this exact participating in an event called Shine with my sister. And in this event, we did acting, singing, and modeling to showcase our skills to the biggest producers. They're all invited. They come and see the different talent at the showcase. So I did preparations before that, and workshops, and to build confidence, because my confidence wasn't the same after the Marine Corps when it came to acting and singing, but my confidence in knowing that I can do anything was there, but not in acting and singing. And that was rebuilt through the workshops and the different mentors in that. And me and my sister both went to hard work on that, on our skills and honing our skills and just sharpening it, sharpening those tools and resharpening it because they were once sharp. And then after doing that, when we did the showcase, we presented ourselves there and did well and didn't get much callbacks. And it was discouraging at first because it was only a few. But then she just got offered a contract as well a few weeks ago and now me. But only after that hard work that we put in to do the showcase that at first I felt like I wasn't ready for. And I kept on getting reassurance from other people who were in the industry and telling me this shower of compliments of the skill and talent that I did have, which I didn't believe in. But then I did after doing it and being in the practice of it and then going to the show. I had all the confidence that was once there, and it was even greater. And then it led to this contract.
Okay, good.
Which is for an album.
Oh, great. That sounds great. The book says that this book, Think and Grow Rich, is written for those who seek the rules which have made others successful and who are willing to stake everything on those rules. Success comes to those that become success conscious, and that's what you've been talking to us right now about, is what are the things that you did to become success conscious. The object of the book is to help all who seek it to learn the art of changing their minds from failure consciousness to success consciousness. Now, one of the things that you did in the last few minutes, and I think in a minute I'm going to take a commercial break. I'm going to finish what I say, and then I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to give you time to put your thoughts in order about what I would like for you to do. What this has said is that success comes to those that have become success conscious. And what you became is you develop that success conscious in your mindset to go back to where you were and to knowing who you are and whose you are in terms of your talent in singing and dancing. So when we come back from the commercial break, I would like for you to talk to us specifically about what you did to develop the mind for your success consciousness. We'll be back in a second.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back. I see we are in the studio, and I see that there are a number of people that are here listening, if any of you have a question or would like to make a comment, all you have to do is raise your hand. I will see it, and I will open your mic. So if there are comments, all you have to do is press 1, and that will raise your hand, and I will open your mic. But in the meantime, I'm going to go back to Armand, and I've given you a task to think about during the commercial. Armand, were you using your time wisely?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Talk to us.
Okay. So, to answer the question, what I did was, once the confidence was reinstilled in me that I once had before, I realized that I always could achieve this goal that I had first conceived. It was a dream at first, as it speaks to Think and Grow Rich. And then I truly believed that it was possible when this confidence was reinstilled in me. And the burning desire was just as powerful as it was before, if not more, because it was dormant for a while. And then it was reawakened once I knew that I could actually do this. And it's funny because I used to always say that and tell people never to give up on your dreams. And I had done so without even realizing. I just had came back to complacency. But once I had that fire ignited in me and that burning desire, it drove me. It drove me and gave me determination and focus.
Okay, very good. Armand, I see that we have a caller that has a question. The last 4 numbers of your telephone number is 0184. I'm opening up your mic now. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Sharon. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder helping to build stronger and better lives, and I do have a question. Thank you.
Very good. So the question is directed to Armand?
Yes, thank you. Armand, my question, first of all, thank you so much for coming on and joining us in the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show discussing Think and Grow Rich, the book. My question to you, since we met yesterday, is what's your favorite part of the book that you've read so far?
Okay. Well, there's a few, but to try and pinpoint one is kind of hard. But the 3 feet from gold, that it spoke to me because it was a lesson that I've actually heard before in the sermon from a pastor who was became a father figure in my life. And basically replaced my fault. But 3 feet from gold is a major testament to that we all should never quit. And that's what it spoke to me when I read it, because the basis of the story is that he was 3 feet from gold and he quit right before it. And if we, that's so applicable to our lives, that if we just keep going when it seems like there's, you know, all that time was that you put in, it starts to hurt and it's painful. The same thing of the no pain, no gain. It was painful with losing, I believe, his money, profits, because of all the time that he was putting into that, the effort. But if he just kept on only 3 feet further, then you would have realized that there was more gold. But that's what spoke to me, though. Mr. Darby, that's his name.
Okay, very good. I think of that story about 3 feet of gold, and it is important. It's important for when you talk to people about don't lose your dream, because how would you like it if you had put all the time, all the practice for acting, all the practice in voice lessons, all the practice in learning your lines, and realizing, thinking, oh, I can't do it, I can't do it, not showing up only to find out that they had every intent to give you that part, that you were going to be the next rising star because you gave up just 3 feet away. And that's what the story is about. The story is about a gentleman that had gotten gold fever, and he had borrowed all this money from all of his family to go out and mine gold, and he lost the vein, and he kept going in one direction rather than going out and getting additional intelligence to understand how veins work and how they could jump from one place to the next. So he sold all his equipment to this, basically a pawnbroker. The pawnbroker, all he did, he went and got a geologist, and the geologist said, dig here. He dug there, and he became rich. And Uncle Darby, as Armand had indicated, Uncle Darby went back. He had to work for years to be able to pay back all of his family. But he lost becoming a millionaire because of 3 feet. So what Armand has just told us is that what he has done is developed that desire, that burning desire, that desire to go ahead and realizing that, yeah, you may not make it this time, but you keep sharpening the skills. And then you jump over the 3 feet and you get the gold. So that was good, Armand. Thank you very much. Now,
thank you for having me.
I'm going to talk to you about, you know, how do you train your mind? Because it says more gold has been mined from the human brain than has ever been taken from the earth. So in your field, what you're doing is a field of theater, and you have to use your mind to be able to come up with, let me make this. We have 3 minutes before the end of the show. So I'm going to put this question to you very quickly. I'm going to ask very quickly if there's a short question, and then we'll go to our final commercial. So I'm going to put this question to you again. Your goal is in your mind. Your goal is in your talent. I want you to tell us how you dig deep to get your goal out of your talent.
Okay. Well, how did I dig deep? I realized before that burning desire to be that way, to be a singer, that I could achieve it. And all I had to do was stay focused on that and not allow the distractions of everything around me to deter me, but to stay focused and have that burning desire just to go after it, no matter what it takes. That's what I had to focus on. And there may be things that deter me and bring me down for a second, but it's just temporary, and I will continue to move up. But that's how I dug deep inside, and just knowing that after being reinstilled that and reading the confidence, and that I can't lose the confidence, because if I lose the confidence, then I believe failure. And if I accept failure in my mind that way, then I will fail. But if I accept that I can succeed and will succeed, then I will.
Absolutely. The book tells us that before success comes in anyone's life, that individual is sure to meet much temporary defeat, perhaps even failure. Their greatest success comes from one step beyond the point which defeat has overtaken them. Failure is a trickster with a seen irony and cunning. It takes great delight in stripping one from success when success is within reach. We want to thank Armand for coming on today. We really, really appreciate it. And the point that Armand has given us over and over again is that success is around the corner, to always stay in the ready. So we thank you, Armand, for being today. We thank all of the people for being our listeners. We're going to a commercial break, and then we will see you next week. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account. For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.